Well, you know it's getting close when we start playing those theme songs here on the radio, and Fremantle will take another step closer to round one when they play this weekend against Geelong, and the assistant coach Anthony Rock joins us on the program this morning. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning, guys.
I tell you what, starting to play those theme songs, you start to get excited, and I'm sure everyone down there is as well as we close into round one.
No doubt about that. There's been a long pre-season and a lot of fit guys, so really looking forward to the challenge against Geelong this week.
Anthony, a lot of excitement around in the Purple Army about the debut tomorrow for Harley Bennell. What's the plans with him? How long is he looking to play, and where's about with his fitness, and is he sort of cherry ripe for round one? Is this just him just being topped off?
Oh, look, he's had a really terrific, fitted into the club really well, and he'll have his minutes managed this week, and that's going to be a really exciting time for the club, and I'm sure his teammates will be looking forward to his contribution this week. So, yeah, look, he's had a really strong pre-season, and we're really thrilled with his inclusion in the squad.
And also skipper David Money, the first time he runs out as captain, what's the likelihood that he'll be playing a full game, or does he ease into things this week?
Yeah, look, he hasn't played for a couple of weeks, so you would assume that he's also one that would be managed, skipper of the club, and now I'm sure that he's looking forward to getting out there and contributing to the team on Saturday.
Aaron Sandilands not going to be there for round one, interesting, but John Griffin, obviously, I imagine he's already got that spot locked in. Is tomorrow a bit of a dress rehearsal for Zach Clark to see if you go in with the two ruckmen against the Bulldogs in round one?
Look, I think it's a really competitive spot. Obviously, Aaron Sandilands is your number one pick, but that's certainly open for selection debate around, who takes that, that second spot, for round one. But, certainly Zach Clark will play his first game this week, and we look forward to his contribution. And John's really contributed really strongly throughout the pre-season. So, look, obviously that will be later next week before we make those decisions, I think.
Anthony, when people criticise Fremantle, the one thing they continue to come up is, do they have the firepower up front to be able to kick that winning score? We've seen that Fife might be playing a little bit more forward this season, but was pretty impressed the game against Adelaide, the way that you're able to really separate those goal kickers, have plenty of them as well. A lot of the midfielders running through the forward line, and it did look quite potent.
Yeah, I think one of the keys, every team in the competition wants to score more goals and to make it attractive, and, been really strong defensively, but I don't think it's really, it's really important to have a spread of goal kickers, and I'm sure that every club, and if you look at the, the Hawthorne model, that's what they do really well. They don't rely on, Joe Ruffhead to kick their goals. They've got a spread of goal kickers through the midfield and also their forwards. So we're no different. We're looking to improve in all aspects of our game.
Speaking of goal kickers, Michael Walters is crucial to that. He left the track yesterday looking a little bit sore and not very happy. How's he feeling? Is he going to play tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think he just went in just precautionary, and that always happens. Ensure that the players get looked after. If there's any sort of niggles, they go in and get treated, and I'm sure that you'll see Michael Walters out there on Saturday.
Fremantle Dockers assistant Anthony Rock joining us on the program this morning. Anthony, we had an SMS come in yesterday, and it just asked us, well, Paddy especially, who's been down watching Fremantle a lot, who's really stood out for him throughout the pre-season. He threw out Tommy Sheridan's name, of course, was very good against Adelaide as well. Just tell us about his pre-season and anybody else that you think's really stepped up to the next level.
Yeah, look, I think Tommy's been really solid throughout the pre-season games. I know he's certainly a high half running back, and it's certainly what the club would be looking for, is that those half-back flankers that can actually drive through to put it inside 50. He's been a really strong contributor. And I think Cam Sutcliffe's been really good down back, and I think Steve Hill's been really solid across the pre-season, and we know how much talent he's got. So they're the types of players that
Anthony, plenty spoken about the recruit of Harley Bennell, but obviously you're one of three highly regarded assistant coaches in David Hale and also Brent Guerra to come across. How much have the three of you been able to bring across from Hawthorn and also your experiences in the East?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. David Hale's played in the last three premierships and certainly got some tremendous IP in the way that Hawthorn go about it. Brent Guerra's played in two premierships. Certainly that their contribution around the way that we want to move it has been unquestioned. Their work ethic's really good. They've really got great character. and you know they've contributed to you know trying to improve the way that Fremantle go about it, and they've been you know been terrific additions.
We saw the game last night between Richmond and Port Adelaide really step up in intensity. Obviously, the team's wanting to have that one last really good hit out. It's a really good opportunity for your team that you put out on the park on Saturday against Geelong, because they showed against Essendon they weren't going to take any prisoners, and even in their loss against Collingwood, they played that faster, attractive football, and they look to be a team that will play in September.
Richmond was talking about?
Geelong, when you play them, Geelong. Just the intensity last night. It seems to pick up now leading into this final challenge.
Yeah, look, they've clearly recruited really well. You know, obviously Patrick Dangerfield's an explosive player, and you know Geelong Football Club have had a really strong history of competing at the top level for a long period of time, and I'm sure that this year will be no different. So it's really an opportunity for Fremantle this week to pit themselves against a contender in the year to come, and you know we look forward to you know our training session this morning, which we've got a. Yes, we've got a team meeting this morning, so we'll get through that. They'll pick a side that wants to compete really strongly on Saturday.
Anthony, Harley Balick is obviously a very highly touted youngster drafted from over East last year, but he's had a lot of wrist trouble. He's over in Melbourne at the moment. Is he seeing another specialist, and what's the likelihood on wrist surgery there for him?
Look, he's seeing a specialist next week, and what the outcome of that is, we actually don't know. So he actually, it's been reported he has had a wrist operation, but he'll see the specialist next week. He's a kid that I actually look after, and he's fitted into the club really well. He's been in the conditioning program, so we'll have to wait for the outcome of next week's specialist meeting.
If he does require an operation, will that likely rule him out for 2016?
Oh, look, I can't. I'm not a medical expert. We'll just have to wait and see what the outcome of that, you know, that diagnosis is.
Anthony, really looking forward to the game this weekend against Geelong, the final hit out for the boys. And then, of course, we move into all of the AFL action. The first chance for people to see Fremantle locally, of course, will be against Gold Coast. That'll be April 2 as well. So we strongly advise that everybody, if they haven't signed up for their membership now, to go to the Fremantle website and do that. Really appreciate your time and best of luck on the weekend.
Thanks very much.